Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real. And the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, June 30th, 2025, and we have a lineup of business and corporate headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Mocha Digital unveils fully customizable booking engine to transform online scheduling. Mocha Digital has unveiled a fully customizable booking engine designed to streamline scheduling and drive conversions for businesses. This powerful technology solution offers real-time availability and confirmation, full brand integration, flexible logic and flow, and data insights and reporting. Whether you run a service-based business or a tour company, Mocha Digital's booking engine adapts to your exact needs. With complete design customization and built-in analytics, this solution promises to deliver a tailored booking experience. Mocha Digital is an award-winning full-service digital marketing and technology agency with a mission to destroy the marketing norm and excel in digital marketing mastery.
Investor news breaks: Sologenics Inc., NASDAQ, SNGX, advancing novel immunotherapy to combat antibiotic resistance. Sologenics Inc., listed on the NASDAQ as SNGX, is advancing a novel immunotherapy to combat antibiotic resistance. The company's SGX-943 therapy, based on Duscitide, modulates the body's immune response to promote infection clearance and reduce inflammation. Sologenics's portfolio includes specialized biotherapeutics and public health solutions, targeting areas with significant unmet medical needs. The company focuses on developing and commercializing products to treat rare diseases with an unmet medical need. Sologenics's development programs include potential commercialization of Hybrite for the treatment of cutaneous T-cell lymphoma and other innovative therapies for various inflammatory diseases. For more information, visit Sologenics's website at sologenics.com. Investor news breaks: Vivacore Inc., NASDAQ, VIVK, poised for opportunity at the nexus of energy and innovation. Vivacore Inc. is strategically positioned at the intersection of energy and innovation, ready to meet the growing demand for cleaner practices and corporate accountability. The company, known for its environmental services and oilfield fluid management, is committed to both profitability and environmental responsibility. Vivacore is focused on expanding its environmental services segment, investing in infrastructure for waste oil processing, and advancing technologies to reduce emissions. By positioning itself in the sustainable energy landscape, Vivacore is set to play a crucial role in the future of energy production environmental innovation.
Investor news breaks: ES Gold Corp., CSAU, OTCUF, doubles Montauban facility footprint to support gold and silver production ramp-up. ES Gold Corp. announced the doubling of its Montauban Project Mine building to 4,000 square feet to support gold and silver production. The upgraded facility will include crew accommodations, control rooms, a secure lab, and an expanded gold room for door storage. ES Gold is also awaiting lab results from railbed pre-concentrate samples, an updated preliminary economic assessment, and final ambient noise tomography imaging to refine its processing model and exploration plans. ES Gold Corp. is a fully permitted pre-production resource company focused on clean mining and exploration innovation in Quebec, advancing projects toward production while delivering long-term value through sustainable resource recovery and exploration. Tech Media Breaks, Onar Holding Corp., OTTales. Q1 growth, strategic focus in shareholder letter. Onar Holding Corp. detailed a 79% year-over-year revenue growth in Q1 2025, reaching $1.7 million, driven by the acquisition and integration of Integrum Group, now known as Onar LLC. The company is focusing on high-margin, technology-enabled marketing services through Storia and Ofcos, with 90% of advertising and marketing revenue being recurring. Onar aims to achieve platform-scale profitability by executing pending acquisitions and absorbing fixed public company costs. The company also highlighted ongoing capital structure optimization and its commitment to long-term value creation in the digital marketing landscape. Biomed News Breaks: Quantum Biopharma Ltd., NASDAQ QNTM, launches $600 private placement of Class A multiple voting shares. Quantum Biopharma Ltd. QNTM has launched a $600 private placement of Class A multiple voting shares, MVS, at $50 per share. The offering is expected to be fully subscribed by existing MVS holders, including entities linked to CEO Zeeshan Saeed and Director Anthony Durkacz. The company relied on exemptions due to the transaction's limited size relative to market capitalization as a related party transaction under MI-61-101. Proceeds from the offering will support general working capital, with all issued securities subject to a 4-month plus 1-day hold under Canadian securities laws.
Investor news breaks. Channel check by Noble highlights AZZ. NYSE AZZ hikes dividend ahead of Q1 FY26 results. AZZ, traded on the NYSE under the symbol AZZ, has increased its quarterly cash dividend by 17.6% to 20 cents per share, or 8 cents annually. This hike reflects management's confidence in the company's outlook. Shareholders of record as of July 10th will receive the dividend on July 31st. AZZ will release its first quarter fiscal 2026 results on July 9th, with a conference call scheduled for July 10th at 11 a.m. ET. Investors are eager for updates on the new aluminum coil coating facility in Missouri and the company's market fundamentals and capital allocation priorities.
Mining news breaks. ES Gold Corp., OTQB, ESAF, doubles Montauban facility footprint to support gold and silver production ramp-up. ES Gold Corp. announced the doubling of its Montauban project mine building to 4,000 square feet to support gold and silver production. The upgraded facility will include crew accommodations, control rooms, a secure lab, and an expanded gold room for door storage. ES Gold is also awaiting lab results, an updated preliminary economic assessment, and final ambient noise tomography imaging to refine its processing model and exploration plans. ES Gold Corp. is a fully permitted pre-production resource company focused on clean mining and exploration innovation in Quebec. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Ucore Rare Metals Inc., DQ-UURAF, secures multi-million dollar funding from U.S. Department of Defense to strengthen rare earth independence. Ucore Rare Metals Inc. has secured an $18.4 million funding agreement from the U.S. Department of Defense to support the development of its rare earth processing facility in Louisiana. The funding validates Ucore's technological leadership and underscores the strategic value of domestic rare earth element processing. This milestone is a significant step towards American independence in the global rare earth element supply chain, which is currently dominated by China. These materials are essential for defense systems, electronics, and clean energy, making this funding crucial for strengthening national security and reducing dependence on imports. Biomed News Breaks: Nexplat Corp., NXPL, issues CEO update, reaffirms commitment to growth following leadership transition. Nexplat Corp., listed on NASDAQ as NXPL, issued a shareholder letter from the interim CEO, expressing confidence in the company's future after the recent passing of CEO and Chairman Charles M. Fernandez. The letter outlines plans for increased focus, coordination, and strategic investment to drive long-term value creation. Nexplat is a global e-commerce platform company focused on high-growth sectors like technology and healthcare, offering voice, data, tracking, and IoT products worldwide. Through acquisitions and collaborations, the company aims to help businesses sell goods online, domestically, and internationally. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided URL.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.